With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More nominees being named by the incoming Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll nominate hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vought to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vought was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Laurie Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
Downpours falling over much of Northern California, causing small landslides and flooding some streets, including parts of San Francisco. Also at SRNnews.com, Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades.
It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for Iraq's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Idaho authorities say a teenager has been arrested in connection with the body of an infant found last month at a hospital in a box meant for people to anonymously give up a newborn. The Blackfoot Police Department says an 18-year-old had been arrested on a felony warrant for failing to report a death. And New York has repealed a law that for many years, over a century, had made it a crime in the city to commit adultery. This is SRN News. Apparently, a lot of Americans these days are smoking pot.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Donald Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and in classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to those schools that defy him on these issues. This is SRN News. A company in New Hampshire working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs. Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Bitcoin jumping again, setting another new high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records nearly on a daily basis since the presidential election, and it has rocketed more than 40% higher in just the past 2 weeks. More details at SRNnews.com.